A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have more breaking news on KSL News Radio. Taylorsville police have issued a warrant for the arrest of 34-year-old Manuel Perea in connection with the murder of Gabby Ramos. Ramos was a popular Latina radio host who was murdered in her home early Sunday morning. Now the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a big drop in enrollment in the Salt Lake City School District. Educators say drops in enrollment could have a big impact on the amount of funding and the teachers they get. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, what you just heard, a warrant has been issued for the ex-fiancé of murdered radio host Gabby Ramos. Manuel Perea is now wanted for homicide. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be Utah County, where we have a crash blocking the HOV lane of traffic northbound I-15 at 5th East and American Fork. Delays are pretty solid all the way back into Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our storm is moving out and warmer temperatures will be moving in. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 45 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A vote's expected soon from the House January 6th Committee on whether to recommend criminal charges for Steve Bannon. ABC's Jonathan Carl says the former Trump White House advisor didn't show up to testify before the panel, even though he was subpoenaed.
Bannon says he is refusing to cooperate at the direction of Trump himself in the name of executive privilege, the right of a president to confidential advice from his aides. This although Trump fired Bannon, booting him from the White House more than 3 years before the riot.
If the committee votes yes, the full House will vote on Thursday. The FBI is searching locations in New York and Washington, D.C., associated with a Russian oligarch linked to the Kremlin. President Biden's asking progressives what must stay in the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill.
Certainly paid family and medical leave is a priority of ours, and we're trying to figure out how to make sure it stays in there.
Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. The Port of Oakland says it can accept cargo from the backed-up port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth, and some steps are being taken to refill the Great Salt Lake. Some groups are donating water to Farmington Bay, which right now is just about all sand. The director of Saline Lakes for the National Audubon Society, Marcel Shoup, joins me live on the KSL Newsline. First of all, thanks for coming on. Could you tell me in layman's terms what the plan is, what this is all about?
Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about this. What we have is a situation with Great Salt Lake on a long downward decline, reaching its lowest recorded level ever in history. And that has serious ramifications for the economy, public health, and millions of migratory birds that use Great Salt Lake every year. So we know we need a solution, so we began working with partners. And this particular water donation, it's actually two donations, Rio Tinto Kennecott and Central Utah Water Conservancy District are donating water rights up to 21,000 acre feet a year for the next 10 years. These water rights are from the Jordan River, and the plan is that these, to the extent there's water, hopefully we'll have good precipitation over the next 10 years, but the water would be delivered down the Jordan River to Farmington Bay of Great Salt Lake, and the Division of Wildlife for Utah will then use that water for the benefit of wildlife and recreation. And the important thing about this is that it's not just about these water transactions themselves. It's also setting a precedent for the ability to do future water sharing arrangements like this for other important habitat areas in the lake.
So, for instance, Rio Kennecott has decided, we could spare some water. We'll donate this. It floats down the Jordan River to Farmington Bay, where the sand becomes a bay again. Is that right?
Well, we think it will help that. Farmington Bay is so dry right now, it will take a lot more water than this on a regular basis, but this is going to help the situation, definitely.
Over the course of 10 years, could this help refill that bay and raise the level of the Great Salt Lake?
This will help provide more water for more habitat. It's probably not enough water to fill the bay at the levels it's at now, but this combined with many other solutions and tools can help protect and preserve Great Salt Lake, we believe, over time.
So this is a great first step. Thanks so much for explaining.
Yes, thank you.
Marcel Shoup, the director of Saline Lakes for the National Audubon Society. It's great news. KSL News Time 549. It's Triple Team Traffic now. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, do we need you even?
We do today. We do right now. We didn't for the first couple of hours, but for now, we do have a couple of problems. We still have crews cleaning up this crash, 4500 South and Main Street, that's been causing delays in both directions. A second surface street crash, 2100 South, 1100 East. But we are seeing speeds improve westbound on the 201. It's still a little busy as you're approaching Bangor Highway, and just a little thick and slow southbound I-15 between the South Interchange almost to 90th South. Michelle?
Well, we're looking good southbound I-15 in Shaw County. Northbound, different story, though. We have a crash at 500 East in American Fork. Off to the left, you're going to see those delays all the way back into the Linden-Orem area. For drivers on University Parkway, that's eased up nicely. Steve?
And northbound I-15 looking really nice this afternoon, but crowded, though, in Davis County from Layton up to Clearfield. And the cleanup of that vehicle fire continues on southbound I-15 and Woods Cross on the right side. Plus a crash on northbound 1900 West at 4400 South in Ogden. Got the right lane closed there. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the next 7 days, looking pretty nice. Our storm delivered the water. Now we get a bit of a break. Tonight, 39 for the low, 63 and partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, 66 on Thursday, and then upper 60s on Friday. We'll see temperatures dip back to the low 60s for the weekend. Mostly cloudy skies Saturday and Sunday with some storminess moving in Sunday night into Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 45 degrees and a clearing sky in Salt Lake
Jeff
City.
Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I got bills. I got to pay. So I'm going to work, work, work every day. I got bills. I got to pay. So I'm going to work, work, work every day. I got mouths. I got to feed. So I'm going to make sure everybody eats. I got bills.
Woke up and I bumped my head, stubbed my toe.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. More than ever, there's a need to focus on our mental well-being as we are seeing another surge of the COVID-19 pandemic in Utah. Kids are back in school as we continue to navigate the virus and how to protect our families. This, in turn, can challenge our mental well-being. Parents serve a major role in the mental well-being of their children. Dr. Travis Mickelson, psychiatrist and medical director of Intermountain Healthcare Mental Health Integration, said, "There's a chance to reach out and help our children realize their past accomplishments in handling stress, and while also being there as a compassionate listener to their stresses. Everyone needs to get to a point where they're able to be flexible, understand that there will be changes to routines. If parents can model for their children how to approach change with curiosity and a positive, hardworking attitude, that will be very beneficial for the kids. Understand that we all developed and practiced resilience this year. Resilience is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity. When we get far enough past an adversity to look back with perspective, we can consider its effects on our lives, the accomplishments, and the reasons we kept going. Parents should also feel empowered to reach out to schools and engage in constructive conversations about finding ways to help the student and family. Please reach out to your family doctor or therapist if you need help. You can also reach the free Intermountain Behavioral Health Navigation Line, 833-442-2211. That's 833-442-2211, 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you!
Every career path starts with a single step. From a line cook...
Order up!
...to a Michelin star chef...
Bon appetit!
A CNA to a nursing director. Take your next step at jobs.ksl.com. Browse and filter opportunities according to the experience you have, whether you're looking for full or part-time work, and the company perks you want. Apply yourself. Move forward with KSL Jobs. Visit jobs.ksl.com today.
KSL News Time, 5:55. We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. Johnson & Johnson sold $500 million worth of COVID vaccines in the third quarter. Year to date, J&J has made more than $760 million in vaccine sales. KSL Drive, Southwest Airlines has scrapped a plan to put unvaccinated workers on paid leave if they're still waiting for a medical or religious exemption. The airline is federally contracted, which means it has to require vaccines under an order from President Biden. Latinos are buying more homes in the U.S. Axios reports home ownership increased by nearly 50% last year, and it was a good day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 198 points, the S&P gained 33, and the NASDAQ was up 107 points. KSL News Time 5:56. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
When BYU takes on Washington State this Saturday in Pullman, the Cougs clad in red will have a new head coach on the sideline. Yesterday, the previous head man, Nick Rolovich, along with four of his assistants, were terminated for not complying with the state of Washington's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Washington State AD Pat Chun knows this creates an unprecedented situation leading into Saturday's BYU game.
I mean, it's problematic. I mean, we obviously have a really good opponent coming into Pullman this week. We've been working on contingency plans. Nick did give us some input on some of those contingency plans. We'll work with the staff, with Coach Dickard and Coach Brian Smith, to decide who we can get in here to start helping out.
Washington State tabbed defensive assistant Jeff Dickard as their interim head coach. The assistant roles, however, might not be filled in time for Saturday's game. And for all the latest on BYU versus Washington State, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.